Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Impossible, you see potential.
Good evening and welcome to Star Bright. We're on the air every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As that song said and ended, you know, your perfect love casts out fear, your open arms beckoning me near. Something's changing, something's breaking in the atmosphere. Your perfect love casts out fear. And he ends with, I do not have to be afraid. Hallelujah. Father, my God, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Lord Jesus, 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 Jesus. What we see as impossible, you see as potential. What we see as immovable, you see as a miracle. Oh Lord Jesus, help us to view from your perspective that you are doing and no eye has seen, no ear has heard. So everything that is looking like impossible, you're seeing as a potential for a miracle, Father my God. Everything that is looking, oh Lord, one way, you are seeing it a different way. Father my God, we thank you. King of kings, we praise you. Adonai, we worship you. Sometimes it's the end of the matter that we see what you are working out. Oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, your perfect love. Your perfect love is casting out all fears. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Adonai, we praise you. King of kings, we worship you. We adore you. Son of God, you are so good. You are so good. Oh Lord, we love you. We worship you. Jesus, Jesus, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of the terrors at night. We don't have to be afraid of the situation and circumstance. Though he's shouting, Father, my God, Lord Jesus, your still small voice is doing the work. Father, my God, I know the enemy reminds of all the points, of all the points where things have not worked. But Lord Jesus, you, oh Lord, are working everything out for our good. The Father, my God, even in those situations, Father, my God, it was not the end of the matter, because the end of the matter is good. The end of the matter is good. The end of the matter, your perfect will, your perfect love is casting out fear, is causing us to grow deeper, grow closer to you. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful, Lord Jesus. We're grateful, Father, my God. King of kings, let every voice that is not your voice, Father, my God, let it be quiet in the name of Jesus. We cast out every voice that is not your voice. The Father, my God, is your voice will hear, is your voice will beckon to, is your voice that will take on board. Every other voice, King of kings, help us to discern it. Father, my God, and fling it down, not to take it on board. Father, my God, it may even seem plausible, but Father, my God, as that song has said, hey, kere bushundutu, your perfect love, let it fill us, let it fill the situation. Because where your perfect love is casting out fear, is casting out everything that the enemy is saying. Father, my God, help us to stay focused and aligned on you. Father, it may seem, what could work out? What good can come? But Lord Jesus, there's nothing impossible that you don't see as potential. There's nothing immovable that you don't see as a miracle. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You are working, you are working, you are working, you are working. Lord Jesus, you are moving, you are changing. In this season of pressing, in this season, Father my God, your victory you are working out. Your victory, if we only choose your will, if we only choose your way, if we only choose your direction, your victory is sure in the name of Jesus. Help us to discern, Father my God, help us discern. There's so much distractions to the left, there's so much distractions to the right, there's so much distraction around to take us off the path. to take off all the cords. But Lord Jesus, if we can just fix our eyes upon you, you are doing that work all by yourself. Father, my God, we are truly grateful. We're truly grateful because you are a miracle working God. You are a miracle working God. Lord, we don't just say it, but Lord, we believe it. You are working miracles. You are working miracles. You are working miracles for your purpose, your will, your way to be established, to be done, Father, my God. Oh Lord, we make ourselves available to be used by you, to be used of you, Lord Jesus. We make ourselves available, saying we trust you, Daddy. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want us to really believe that, because that song, I was playing it and I just, you know, I've always played it and I've, you know, sing it loudly, but it resonated a different way, you know, in me. And I thought, your perspective, God's perspective on a situation is so different from ours. It's so, so different. And we need to see as God sees, hear as God hears, and do as God desires us to do. And I'm gonna you know, some scriptures came to mind, and I just wanna read them, you know. So when I'm good, okay, Exodus 14 from verse 5. Get your Bibles, make a note, read along. Exodus 14, verse 5. When word reached the king of Egypt that the Israelites were not planning to return to Egypt after 3 days, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds. What have we done, letting all these slaves get away? They asked. So Pharaoh called out his troops and led the chase in his chariots. He took with him 600 of Egypt's best chariots, along with the rest of the chariots of Egypt, each with a commander. The Lord continued to strengthen Pharaoh's resolve, and he chased after the people of Israel who had escaped so defiantly. All the forces of Pharaoh's armies, all his horses, chariots and charioteers were used in the chase. The Egyptians caught up with the people of Israel as they were camped beside the shore near Pi-Hahiroth, across from Baal-Zephon. As Pharaoh and his army approached, the people of Israel could see them in the distance, marching toward them. The people began to panic, and they cried out to the Lord for help. Then they turned against Moses and complained. Can you see them? But I want us not just to see them, but to see ourselves as well. And why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? Why did you make us leave? Didn't we tell you to leave us alone while we were still in Egypt? Our Egyptian slavery was far better than dying out here in the wilderness. But Moses told the people, don't be afraid. Just stand where you are and watch the Lord rescue you. The Egyptians that you see today, will never be seen again. The Lord himself will fight for you. You don't have to lift a finger in your defense. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Use your shepherd's staff. Hold it out across over the water, and a path will open up before you through the sea. Then all the people of Israel will walk through on dry ground. Yet I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will follow the Israelites into the sea. Then I will receive great glory for at the expense of Pharaoh and his armies, chariots and charioteers. When I am finished with Pharaoh and his army, all Egypt will know that I am the Lord." Then the angel of God, who was leading the people of Israel, moved to a position behind them. And the pillar of cloud also moved around behind them. The cloud settled between the Israelite and the Egyptian camps. As night came, the pillar of cloud turned into a pillar of fire, lighting the Israelite camp. But the cloud became darkness to the Egyptians, and they couldn't find the Israelites. Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry ground. So the people of Israel walked through the sea on dry ground, with walls of water on each side. Wow. Then the Egyptians, all of Pharaoh's horses and chariots and charioteers, followed them across the bottom of the sea. But early in the morning, the Lord looked down on the Egyptian army from the pillar of fire and cloud, and he threw them into confusion. Their chariot wheels began to come off, making their chariots impossible to drive. "Let's get out of here," the Egyptians shouted. "The Lord is fighting for Israel against us." Now, several things I want to point out, I'm going to look for a different translation, is that there's several things going on here. There are several things. There was this water, and they had to cross. Now, to everybody else, it looked like an impossible, you know, but with the actions that Moses was instructed to do, that which was an obstacle became a miracle. That looked like, as the song even says, immovable. They saw a miracle unfold. It became the potential for a miracle. Now, I know that some of you be thinking, well, I've been praying on this point and nothing has happened. You are closer than when you first began. Okay? Because it doesn't say that it happened instantly, the waters parting, but it took all night. So I want us to realize that what is all night for one person is going to be different from another person. But we are at that point. We are at a really a point in our journey that there's pressure, you know, from every side, and it looks like an impossible situation. But as the song says, we're then a candidate for a miracle. We're then a candidate for a no eye has seen. We're then a candidate for an impossible situation turning to a possibility, because there is nothing that we can do. Moses was there, the people were there, and they said that, you know, they turned against Moses and complained, why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? They hadn't died. You know, the Egyptians hadn't caught them, but they saw it and started confessing it in a way because they believed that the Egyptians were going to catch up to them. What is it that in our own life that we're confessing something that is not the case? What is it that we're confessing? What is it that we're saying? Because the situation looks like that. The situation looks like it. And I want us to really question ourselves that and ask the Lord to reveal, so that, you know, his move in this place. Because another thing I want to point out is that he said they turned against Moses, and you know, Moses could have been there shouting, said, but he says in verse 13, but Moses told the people, don't be afraid. Just stand where you are and watch the Lord rescue. Now, the rescue package doesn't always look like a rescue package, because it took another level of faith to walk with walls of water, to walk where the water was no more there, because they might even have been a bit afraid that would the water come back and cover them as they're walking across. You know, what is this? They'd never seen it before. We might be a candidate for a miracle that's never been heard about before. You've not seen it, you've not heard about it, but it's unfolding before your eyes. If we could only tune into it, and we need to ask God to tune us into it, because Moses confessed, he declared, don't be afraid, just stand where you are and watch the Lord rescue you. The Lord himself will fight for you. You don't have to lift a finger in your defense. Now, though he declared that, on verse 15, it says, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people. So between that 13 and 14 and 15, Moses might have even had been crying out internally, saying, Lord, where are you? What are we supposed to do? Are you providing wood for us to build a boat? We can't build it that quickly. You know, you might be thinking of all sorts of things, like what internal crying out to him for, like, where are you, Lord, in this? Where are you? You know, so if we can imagine that, and then put, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Now, when he probably first heard that, get moving might have been get moving to where? But the Lord, now, if he just stopped there and said get moving and didn't listen and discern, he might have told the people to start getting moving, but it follows by instruction. Use your staff, shepherd's staff, hold it over out over the water, and a path will open up before you through the sea. So it was very important to listen to the end of the conversation, end of the instructions, because it wasn't just keep moving. There was a part that he was asking Moses to do. Now I'm going to read this in this is the Tree of Life version, because you know I like reading the Passion, but Passion doesn't have all the books in the Bible translated. So okay, so Tree of Life from verse 9, same Exodus 14. But the Egyptians pursued them with all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, as well as his charioteers and his army, and overtook them as they were encamped by the sea. When Pharaoh drew near, and it says, Bnei Yisrael lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. So they were terrified, cried out to Adonai. They said to Moses, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness because there were no graves in Egypt? Wow. And I want us to reflect on, is there something that we have concluded? concluded because the situation looks like it. God's perspective. Your perfect love is casting out our fears. Your opening arms are bringing us near. You know, it says in verse 12, did we not say to you in Egypt, let us alone so that we may serve the Egyptians? It was better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. But Moses said to the people, don't be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of Adonai, which he will perform for you today. You have seen the Egyptians today, but you will never see them again, ever. Adonai will fight for you while you hold your peace. Adonai will fight for you while you hold your peace. Wow. The other version says, the Lord himself will fight for you. You don't have to lift a finger in your defense while you hold your peace. God is doing the work while you maintain peace. So the situation is demanding a response. You are maintaining peace because you know the Lord will defend your cause. Though everything is looking like, well, you are defending. You know, if you say something, you're defending yourself. So you just, God will defend you if we hold our peace. Now we're going to have a break. Okay, and after the break, we're going to continue with this. Be back after the break.
Thank you. lifted up. How many of you are grateful to God? Lift up your hands. Would you join us singing? Come on.
Sia bonga, sia bonga. Sia bonga, sia bonga.
Anybody want to join us to say thank you? Come on.
Sia bonga, sia bonga. Sia bonga, sia bonga.
Come on.
Sia bonga, sia bonga.
Wave your hands like this.
Sia bonga, sia bonga.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. I could have stayed in that place because, you know, praying and just, he is good. He is so good. And I want us to, you know, remember that, because when you're in that pressing place, when you're in that place where you just can't see a way out, we need to look to him, because God will use a different approach. The approach he uses for me is going to be different for yourself. But we can take encouragement from the approaches that he's used for others to think, well, he doesn't follow the rules and regulations of the land. But we have to discern. We really have to discern that it's him speaking and do. Okay, we have to really discern, because unless, if, for example, if Moses had joined them, you know, in the complaining, if Moses had said, right, everybody, all the carpenters come forward and let's start trying to build a boat, if he started to try and solve it himself, then the miracle that was, that unfolded and was unfolding before his eyes, we won't, you know, we won't have it here to see. You know, that might have been the end of the whole scenario, because they've not listened to the very end to everything. So I want us to really listen to the very end, what God is doing, because he is working. He's working. You know, as I was speaking to one of the girls this morning, you know, and she said, even when we don't see he's working, even when we don't feel it, he's working, and he never stops working. He's always working, you know, he's always working. And we can take encouragement that even though it may seem, you know, the Lord said, why crying out to me? He answered the cries of his people. He answered the cries of Moses. And confirmed the word that he had declared. Moses declared, tell the people. Because Moses said, don't be afraid. Just stand here and watch the Lord rescue you. The Egyptians you will see today, you'll never see again. And he did that. Because, you know, he said to Moses, why are you crying? Tell the people, move, use your... He gave them instructions of what to do. And, you know, Moses might have thought, I'm holding a staff. This is my shepherd's staff. But he had learned enough to, on the journey, that, well, it, the Lord had used it to... turn into a snake. So, you know, even though it's his shepherd's staff, he learned that the Lord can use it to do different things. So whatever's in your hand, whatever weapon, whether it's praise, whether it's prayer, whether it's interceding for us, whether it's a service of help, whether it's your obedience, whatever, God will use that. Is capable of using that to do a miracle beyond what you can imagine, beyond that. And I want to encourage, he's not formulaic, and he's not going to be confined by the structures of this. But I want us to let go of the past preconceptions, the past pain, the past hurt, the past disappointments, the past everything, fear, confusion, whatever is called for you. Moses, even though he had said at the beginning of this journey with the Lord that I can't speak and this and that, he had such dialogue and communion with the Lord that he learned enough about God to know God always had a final say. God always had something like up his sleeve. God always had a work and a step that he couldn't imagine. You know, God always had something. And God is still the same God. He, you know, how could it be a miracle if we know it's going to happen? We know it's going to happen exactly like that. How would we now consider it a miracle? A miracle is when we can't imagine. A miracle when there's so much against it and God just comes through. He raises standard against the plans of the enemy. Then we know God's worked a miracle. But for that to happen, we have to let go of a lot of things. And it's easier said than done. We have to let go of the pain, the disappointment, the fear, because fear can become like our best friend, the confusion, the doubt, the worry, and trust God. And it's hard, because as you're stepping forward, the enemy's going to be shouting so much in your ear, so much in your ear. And I want us to... one of my favorite books, Hinds Feet for Hinds Places, Much Afraid. As she was going up the mountain to the high place, there were times that it looked like she was going back down. There were times it looked like she was circling the place. There's times, but she was making progress further up. And still, as she was venturing on, the voices, you know, wow, that were coming forth, that were shouting, that were jeering, that were still there. And there comes a point she even thought, well, I thought I'd have passed this place. She thought she'd passed, but when she got to the high place and she had to offer up, she offered everything, and then there was a new seed planted of love, the love of Christ. She got a new perspective. So when she came down from the high place, there was a newness about her. And we need to look at those past experiences that God has brought us through to know that there's a newness. All things have passed away. Can we not perceive it and believe that He's doing a new thing? God, to help us to believe and perceive it. Amen. Now, it just goes on to describe what happened, and we can see that. And I want us to look at Joshua 1. Joshua 1. So we've done Exodus 14, Joshua 1. This is another water. This is another situation. Okay? Not water, but another situation. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, "Now that my servant Moses is dead, you must lead my people across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving them." So it's another water. I promise you what I promised Moses. Everywhere you go, you will be on land I have given you, from the Negev Desert to in the south to the Lebanon Mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River on the east to the Mediterranean Sea on the west, and all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand their ground against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was in Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Now, one, you know, he says, after the servant, he says, "Now my servant Moses is dead." Now, Joshua knew that, but I believe he was stating that to make a point that, because Joshua had assisted Moses for many years, we could say he was well prepared to take over the leadership, he had seen everything, there has still been an aspect of him that was like the old way of doing it. Does he need to get a step, old way of doing it? And there was going to be a change in the way it was going to occur, because there was a new way, new leadership, new way of doing it, because Joshua would have had a different kind of relationship with the Lord. So even as I say this, we have to in life prepare ourselves for someone to, if God is doing a work, a ministry or something, to prepare a Joshua, to have someone as a Joshua to shadow, follow, you know, pray to the Lord to ask who is the Joshua, if there's some things that have got to go on in a certain way or etc. But that's not why I'm pointing this out. He said to Moses, "Why are you crying? Why are you crying out to me?" And this one, Joshua, he said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. You know, matter of fact, he's dead. Come on now, that season is over." I want us to claim that old season is over. Now, it wasn't all bad with Moses. So it's not just bad things that we rejoice that are over. Even though sometimes there's some good things, because God wants to promote us. God wants to lift. He's a lifter of our head. He wants to supply something, action more. So we need to see that when God's transitioning us to a new, that there's going to be a line that we can't keep in that same way. It's like, okay, for example, if you remember when you first started secondary school, that season of being the big boy and girl in primary school was over, and now you're the smallest person one of the smallest people, youngest in a new place, but it's for a purpose, because you need to learn more. It's purpose because you need to grow your purpose. So when something, it's not that it was nasty being primary school, but there's a purpose in the growth and development. And the same with us in our lives, there's a purpose for growth and development. Now the Lord says, you must lead my people across the River Jordan into a land I'm giving them. So it's the next leg, a next stage of the journey. I promise you what I promised Moses. And he reiterates the promise. So in case maybe he hadn't heard Moses, he was passing it on. But the Lord will reiterate his promises to us if we only but ask, if we lend our ears to what he's saying. Because I believe the Lord doesn't mind repeating himself if he's going to encourage us to keep holding on. Okay, he doesn't mind. I'm reminded of the scripture where it says, if you as earthly parents know how to give good things, how much more the Heavenly Father. If you're as earthly parents able to encourage, how much more the Earthly Father. Amen. Now it says, be strong and courageous. I want you to pray for strength and for courage. I want you to let it seep into your bones and your inner being, strength and courage. Because when you're doing something that looks like it's beyond you, God is your qualifier and your ability maker. You know, as that first song we sang, it was, you don't have to be afraid. Remember it ended, you don't have to be afraid. We can't be strong and courageous and have fear. Three of them don't live together. They don't mix in the same groups. No, they don't. When we're strong and courageous, we have a boldness. We have a confidence in God that God is doing something. God is working. Even if we don't have the intricate details, God is working things out. And I want us to really, really, really tune into that. Really tune into that. It says, be strong and courageous, for you will lead my people to possess all the land I swore to give the ancestors. And again it says, be strong and very courageous. Obey all the laws Moses gave you. Do not turn away from them. You will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of the law continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey all that is written in it. Only then will you succeed. I command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Be strong and courageous. Be very strong and courageous. Be very courageous. Study, you know, meditate on the word, study the book word, meditate on it day and night, so it gets into you. That's the truth about the situation. Only then will you succeed. So be strong. You're going to step out. Be strong and very courageous. Study and meditate on the word. Only then will you succeed. And then just to ensure it's known, it says, I command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Father, my God, we thank you. Adonai, we praise you. I pray that we will all be strong and courageous. I pray that we'll all be strong and very courageous. I pray that, Father, my God, we will study your word. We'll meditate on it day and night. I pray that, Lord Jesus, because when we do this, only then will we succeed. Lord, we hear your command to be strong and courageous. You're not asking for opinion. You're not asking for an input. You're asking us to be strong and courageous. Lord, every fear, we cast it out. Every fear, every confusion, it's not what you have ordained or preordained for us to be. Lord, we put our trust in you because you promised to be with us in everything. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings. Adonai, we praise your holy name. We surrender it all to you. We say, have your way, Daddy. Have your way. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, we've come to the end of a program, and we just want to thank you for tuning in. To remind you that the past programs are on the podcast area on the Radio Africana website. So if you've missed something, missed the beginning of this, in a few weeks, it'll be up there so you can listen to it again. The past ones are there as well. Until next week, have a blessed and wonderful week. Bye for now.
There's a shifting in the house on this evening. Say, there's a shifting in the house.